This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, podders.
What's up? How
Hello,
are we?
Podcast people.
It is podcast people time.
Is this podcast people? What are you doing for the weekend?
Yeah, answer that now. We can hear you. One sec. Everyone listen really closely.
Find it in the box if you're listening on Spotify.
Oh yeah, if you're listening on Spotify, there's a box.
Well, I wanted to do the thing where we go, cool, that's fun.
That sounds interesting.
No way.
Just so everyone knows, Lorraine Kelly did not host her own show this morning.
She doesn't do Fridays.
No, she doesn't.
They need to just start. They can schedule the Friday tweet at this stage.
Speaking of Lorraine Kelly, I had a really cool Saturday night last Saturday night. Like, it was really cool.
Just it involved Lorraine Kelly? Because then yeah. It's not cool.
Oh my yeah. God.
Unless you went partying with her. That's kind of cool.
That would have been pretty
Lorraine
rad.
Lorraine Kelly is a TV presenter in the UK, in case people don't know who she is.
Yes. What's her show called?
Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Yeah.
I hate it's not called the Lorraine Show. But I hate that it's just
Ireland,
called Lorraine.
Do you remember Ireland trying to do the exact same thing and they were like, Elaine.
Yeah.
On TV3.
Why are we so embarrassed?
We're so embarrassing.
Oh, man. Anyway. Yeah,
they have Lorraine. Who do we have? Elaine. Elaine, get in here.
What sounds like Lorraine?
So I was watching Antidex Saturday night take over like a really cool... takeaway, like a really cool person who gets the name right of these things.
Yeah.
And you know the way they do the in the ear thing and they send people out doing crazy
I've never
shit?
Watched this show
I don't
in my
know,
life.
No.
Ah, it's so funny. Like it's essentially the in-ear thing where Ant and Dec are in a control room. They have a camera on
oh, right, yeah.
say in this case Lorraine.
Okay.
She's in a supermarket or a big shopping center
they
and she's being Yeah, but she has to do such stupid shit. Like and I was watching it saying to myself, like you'd have to be a team player and do it, but I'd be so
dying.
Embarrassed. So,
yeah.
For example, she was like in a particular shop and they had suitcases like lying out in display. And after kind of making a fool of herself and coming across absolutely mental by like asking the sales reps to carry around all these
and, like,
blazers and make her try
she
them
is.
On. Exactly. So she was testing out a suitcase and Andrew Decker like sit on the suitcase and push it around under you to test it out. And then security were like, you can't do that for health and safety. So then they gave her a handbag. She didn't know what was in the handbag. And she was in a shoe shop moseying around the shoes and they were like, sit down over there now. And okay, in your bag, there is a bowl and a spoon and cereal. And we want you to take it out and just start eating the cereal.
Amazing.
Like while you're sitting, while people are getting trying on
Thank
their shoes.
God.
And then at random, they'd be like, now catch the bowl of dry cereal and just throw it all across the floor. And you could God. See her. She was like, Jesus! And then she just did it. And then they made her go, now who did that? It was so funny.
That actually is fair play to her if she actually did that.
Can't be up for the crack.
She's such a team player.
Yeah. Do you know what? She gets a lot of kind of stick by being like, oh, she only does 1 hour on the telly and she can't yeah. be bothered to turn up. And then she's on like Saturday Night Takeaway, but she wasn't on her own show on Friday or whatever.
Yeah.
But she was good fun. But I think Ant and Dec have that relationship with those people. Like they're not going to put someone on there
that they don't
who know is going to not do anything.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And this is their 20th season of Saturday Night Takeaway.
Crazy.
So they're finishing up for a couple of years. They do it every now and again where they do like 7 seasons. And it only runs for 6 weeks in a year and it's always at the start of the year. So it's, but they say, because they have so many inserts in it, like they prank Simon Cowell in Hollywood at the start of the series. They've got a load of these inner bits and sketches and they do like pranks on the public and stuff.
I've seen them prank Bradley on The Chase.
On The Chase,
and it was
yeah.
brilliant.
So what they did is they rigged The Chase where the 4 contestants on The Chase were actors and they were just getting like thousands upon thousands and then the studio caught fire or whatever.
It's oh
really
God.
Good.
It was amazing.
But they're saying that it's a year-round job because
yeah.
they're doing all of these pranks.
Planning.
And they're like, you look back at the prank that we did on Jamie and Shireen, we kind of looked at like the Ant and Dec
stuff. Biggest prank on Irish radio.
Biggest prank on Irish radio.
Wink, wink.
Like the behind-the-scenes stuff of that, of like rigging up cameras
yeah,
and
yeah.
planning that. That was a month operation.
Yeah, it was.
And that was
I could hear Ant and Dec say when they were going into the Lorraine Kelly bit last week of the prank, they were forward selling other pranks to come. So it's almost like these are all canned and have been done.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to the regular viewer, they're like, Jesus, they were busy this weekend.
Yeah,
it's ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus,
but,
they do
you know,
stuff on the audience as well. So there's a start at the start of every show, they do like surprises on the audience where they've been to their houses.
Amazing.
And they like,
That's
it's
fun.
Such a, I love that show so much, and I'll be sad that it's going because it's such a well-produced variety show. Well, it's, they're taking,
taking a break.
They're taking a pause.
The old style like variety show.
Yeah, and it's just a lot of fun. And sometimes I watch it and I think it's like this is like a radio show but on the telly.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It is. It is because even there was something that they did in the telly last week, and I was inspired to be like, there's definitely a way that you could do that in the radio. Do you know that kind of way? Like, yeah. It's very imaginative.
And I bloody love Stephen Mulhern. They use Stephen Mulhern, and they just use him to bash him, and they're like, he's the butt of the joke. And he knows that that's his character.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just love that.
You're such a dad. Like, parents love Stephen Mulhern. Like, my mate Megan, her parents are obsessed. Anything with Stephen Mulhern, they will watch.
That's
like,
so funny.
I'm like, why? I just know him from, I think, CBBC or something.
CITV.
Yeah. Do you remember a show? It was back, I think it was like CBBC, I'm not sure. But I feel like no one else remembers this. And it was called, like, Mum's the Word or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
And they had, like, little monkey, like a little tiny like a puppet monkey, and yeah, it was on every Saturday morning, and it was the best TV show for kids ever. And they used to play like games, and I think Holly Willoughby used to do it.
I have it here, an uplifting, honest show navigating motherhood and the drama life throws at you.
that's not it.
But sorry, I just saw the bear you were talking about.
No, it was, it definitely wasn't that. It was like a kids' TV show.
Kids' TV. There was a show called Smile. Was it a blue bear?
Yes, it was.
What? It was Nev the Blue Bear. And it was Reggie Yates and...
Oh, Reggie Yates. Remember him?
Yeah.
What was the show called?
Smile.
Smile. Oh, Smile. Is that what it is?
Kids TV.
I was such a Dick and Dom stan.
I loved Dick and Dom so much.
Sorry, lads. I have to get my hair cut in a while, if you don't mind.
Sorry, we're just going down, you know, old.
Memory lane.
That's memory lane. Yeah, that's the bear. God,
blue bear.
I'm gonna go home and watch episodes of that. Aisling has to go get her hair cut.
The diva has spoken. Sorry, guys, I've just got my hair cut 5 minutes after the show. Gotta go.
I've never once done that. How dare you throw me under the bus like that?
I will refute your
argument. Refute it. And I will stay here for the next 10 minutes talking about Smile. Smile was great.
No, let's keep going with the podcast. Yeah. See you later. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Bye-bye.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Oh, yeah. Dave.
Hello and good morning. It's 2 minutes after seven on a Friday. I'm a bank holiday.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah.
Good
we
morning.
Did it. Yes, we did. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. This has been, I hope all is good with you this morning. Lovely bright out there, actually. Kind of blue sky.
Really, really nice.
Good vibulars all round.
I've never heard vibulars, but I will be using that one. Thank you.
I might have had the best night of my life last night. 100%. Unbelievable gig. Jason Derulo in the Three Arena.
You could kind of predict just from the name, and as soon as you even Google Jason Derulo, like, list of songs, you're like, oh, this is going to be a good night.
That's what I'm saying. Me and my housemate Ben were like, right, we're going to go to this gig. And Ben was like, I don't know if I know many Jason Derulo songs. And I was like, go on to Jason Derulo's Spotify there.
Yeah.
Click any song.
And just keep hitting
guarantee
that.
You'll know it. You'll we know got through one. About 20 songs and he was like, oh my God, I'm buzzing.
Yeah.
I was like, every single song is a banger. And so we went and we had the best time ever. And it was like one of those things where I was like, I can't believe we're actually having a great time at a Jason Derulo concert. Like, this is something from like maybe 10 years ago I would have had a great time. And now it's like, wow, I can't believe he's still around. It was unbelievable. It was so, so good.
When I was obsessed with him in school, I don't remember there ever being like big gigs. I don't know if he toured that one.
No, I don't remember him ever coming.
Probably only in America.
Yes, was it full so of big. Like kind of people like reliving their old teenage days?
It was. And then I woke up this morning and I after such an amazing night last night, I woke up this morning and I was like, no need for that alarm. It's Saturday.
Oh no.
I must have accidentally set my alarm.
Oh, that's so
it's
funny.
Happy Saturday, everyone. I went back to sleep and then I was like, wait, it might not actually be Saturday. Check the calendar.
Perhaps not.
And it was not. So I woke up after the best night of my life, very depressed. Good morning. We're here till 10.
So happy to be here. So happy to be
Is it not like amazing that you have that to look forward to tomorrow?
That is true.
Because I always feel like the Saturday sleep-in is the best. The Sunday sleep-in is a bit fiery.
Yeah, the Sunday one is fiery.
Yeah. We need to get to bed early tonight.
That's now padded with the Monday sleeping.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Good vibes all around. You're on Spin.
Vibulars.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Happy Friday, all the vibulars.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
Beyonce, Texas Hold'em on Spin 103. Good morning to
morning.
You. Not once but twice this week I have been made feel very stupid. Once on this very show when you quiz me Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style because a guy from Waterford won 250 grand. Well, last night, and I don't know why I go to these things, but I went to a table quiz.
Oh, nice one.
Nothing makes me feel more stupid.
Yeah, they're really tough.
Oh, they're so hard. In the first whole round, I got one right, and it was to unscramble is it a proverb? A rolling stone gathers no moss.
Okay.
And that was literally, I was like, oh, I know that. And then I was like, felt like, you know, when you get this false sense of confidence then that you're on a roll.
Yeah, yeah.
Had to
yeah.
Around.
Here I am, I've arrived.
Sometimes I sit there and I start counting all the ones that I got that nobody else would have gotten. And I'm like, cool, three. So sad.
I just don't know why they're so hard. They were harder than Who Wants to Be a Millionaire ones.
Really?
The local poll.
And not know? Even multiple choice.
No. No, not for many. Becky Hill with Sunny Federa's Never Be Alone here at Spin. We are here with Now, where you can stream world-class entertainment. Hope all's good this morning.
Good morning. A lot of people online talking about Glastonbury and the lineup and how apparently it's the worst lineup ever.
Ah, people say that every year, don't they?
They do, don't they? But this is kind of to the point where Glastonbury, I think themselves are a little bit like, oh God.
Oh really?
People are really unhappy about this.
I think it's kind of like anything that modernises like that though. You know, I think Glasto was always the band festival, wasn't it? Like,
yeah,
yeah, it was.
The Killers, the Arctic Monkeys, the Chili's.
Foo Fighters last year.
Yeah. Very pop. Yeah. OG fans want to go and hear drums.
There is only one band on the headline list and it's not really a band, I want to say. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's Coldplay.
Oh God, it's a band.
It's a band, but they've become so pop.
Yeah, it's just pop. It's not like a rock band.
I know what you're saying.
Which is what Glasto was, I think. Like, think of the Killers and stuff.
Such incredible star quality, though. What are you giving out about? You've Coldplay. No one can get a ticket to Croke Park here.
Yeah, very true. I think they've played Glasto a couple of times as well. But you've also got Dua Lipa, SZA and Shania Twain. I think it's a bit of a bizarre. I don't think it's the worst thing ever. I just think it's bizarre.
It's also kind of cool because it never really happens to have so many females.
I was going
to
say that. Yeah, never.
Yes,
They're often getting critiqued for the opposite.
So you've Dua Lipa, you've SZA. I didn't know SZA was that big to headline Glasto, though, to be perfectly honest.
I think she's a bit new to be like the top line.
Yeah, I think
my first ever experience of hearing SZA's voice was on the Kendrick Lamar song. Remember All the Stars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that was massive song. And that was my first ever introduction to SZA. Now, she's done well, but she doesn't get a huge amount of like radio play. Like,
no, she doesn't.
She doesn't have like pop bangers either. You know?
She only got one album.
Yeah, has she?
Yeah.
All like, right, okay.
I think that's a bit
and then
early days.
Right, so whatever about SZA. And then you've Shania Twain, right? And I'm like, what? First off, how has the kind of, I suppose, the repopularity of Shania Twain happened?
Because she's kind of everywhere,
maybe,
isn't she?
I think she was mostly popular, or mainly popular, about 25 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, I think my ma used to listen to Shania Twain.
Honestly, she can probably thank Anne-Marie for that collaboration with Anne-Marie.
I was thinking Styles? Because Harry Styles has basically come out and was just like, I model, like, my look and my kind of vibe, my sound off Shania Twain.
Well, if I was Shania Twain, kind of about to hop into retirement and I heard Harry Styles hit that, I'd say, do you know what, I'll go out and make a few more bob.
Yeah, true, dead right. But to headline Glastonbury, I just think
what you're saying. It is a bit of a funny one.
There are some other really cool acts on the lineup as well. They may not necessarily be headliners, but there's, like, you've got Kneecap on, apparently. Which would be really, really cool. We interviewed them and they are lovely. Kenya Grace in there. Obviously, we play a good bit of them. You've got Disclosure, which isn't even a headline.
Yeah, see, that's mad, I think.
Isn't it? Like, that's like every single person. And they're not even playing the Pyramid.
Yeah.
Every single person will want to go to Disclosure.
Yeah,
but Disclosure haven't had a hit in years.
I know, but I don't think Glasto is getting to the younger audience. Do you know what I mean? I don't think Glasto is like the Longitude.
True.
But yeah, you've got, and the one I would be most looking forward to. And Emma, by the way, the Streets are playing.
Emma's fave.
Two Door Cinema Club. I rest my case. This is the best festival ever. Two Door Cinema Club. You're silent and you're staring at me.
Oh my God, I adore Two Door Cinema Club.
Fine.
It would be so good.
It would be good. But I only know like two songs.
I think that's all they have.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going, but I'm excited.
It makes me think what we're going to get in terms of picnic this year. It's funny to think
the dregs of Glasto.
Yeah, maybe so. And it's 2 weeks earlier as well. I wonder will that change people's availability
who are
normally around. So cannot wait to see who's announced for that.
Spins, fully Recharged.
9 o'clock this morning, I believe, says the tickets are going on sale. If you miss out on those and they sell out, well, look, either way, try and get them for free. It's nice to get things for free. Matthew's in for Michaela, giving you the chance to win those tickets after 10 o'clock this
morning. Nothing tastes better than free.
It's so true,
Dave.
Is that
the truth?
Speaking of the opposite, expensive stuff.
Okay.
Often on the show, we like to call out Dublin for its notions. I'm not sure if we if they're familiar with the idea of notions in Seville in Spain.
Okay.
But they certainly have what we would describe as notions, because a restaurant there has been slammed because tourists have been charged a tenner to sit in a good seat in the sun.
Oh, in a restaurant. Oh, that's mean.
What does that mean?
So, for example, you're getting a table charge for a good table in a restaurant before you spend any money on food.
Like they're adding it onto the bill.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so you're paying for a good seat in a restaurant, essentially.
And oh, I wonder, like, do you get the choice? Or do they just go, oh, well, you were seated at the good seat.
Yeah.
So that's an extra time.
And they're like, oh, can we sit over here? Yeah, you absolutely can. And they're like, turn around and think, we're going to charge you.
I guess it's essentially charging for a reserved seat. Like, often you'd ring a restaurant to make a booking. But if you ask for a particular seat in said restaurant, then they're going to say, well, do you know what? That's a good one now. We'll throw an extra charge on that.
That is ridiculous.
That's crazy, though.
That's someone Irish who's gone over there to Seville. He's like, do you know what we'll do now? Make a bit of money.
Yeah.
Obviously, people were giving out about this online. A local noted that she found the change offensive and worried about how it would appear to the tourists visiting the city, saying, aww, as people from Seville, we love our city and we consider the situation as a lack of respect towards the guests that actually come and spend their money here. And someone else saying, if they're charging me a tenner to sit in the sun, then God knows I'm taking their table home with me.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That's such an Irish
thing. But like, if you go over to Seville, you're obviously going to want to sit in the sun.
Yeah, of course.
Although,
I would argue that if you're on a sunny holiday, say you're in June or July, somewhere like that,
true,
I'd be delighted for a bit of aircon for an hour while I'm trying to eat at the same time.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Maybe it depends on like what good seat means. Like if it's a boiling day, good seat could mean in the shade.
Maybe it's open to interpretation. Yeah, exactly.
Ladies with fans.
Yeah. That's exactly what I've been looking for, though. Yeah. Lads with fans all around me. So it got me thinking about if we were to implement said measures here and include a charge for good tables in restaurants, what would we charge and what would, you know, the rating system be like?
Oh, that's a good shout.
So I've had a look at this, okay, and I'm saying I'm going from most expensive to least expensive. Least expensive still being a solid £9 extra charge, okay?
Dear.
Number one, seats away from children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In
that's a good factor, yeah.
If all the family are in, there's three families, they've all brought their kids, it's loud, it's noisy, they're all painting each other's faces with spaghetti, keep that away from me, please.
Yeah, I want a little adult, like, only section.
Yeah. So €15, would you pay it?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm going to say no to all of these.
One thing I don't love all the time is when you're sat next to the bathroom.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
People are coming and going. It could be a bit pongy sometimes. Mm. I'm charging €14 to sit away from the toilet. Would you pay it?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to think what I pay. I probably wouldn't pay that one either.
Cool. As an anxious person, I get secondhand anxiety from shouty chefs. I don't like being sat next to the kitchen.
Fair, it can be quite hot.
I don't like
the
screaming and shouting
as well.
Very sweaty, everyone's annoyed and angry. I'm charging €13 to be as far away from that as possible.
Yeah, I'll pay that.
Okay.
I would 100.
What?
No, I'm with them on that one. That would freak me out.
Yep.
Like people having an argument or it being in any way
the
awkward.
The chance that they're having an argument in the
they're
1 hour.
They're always arguing, they're chefs.
This is true. But this is mental.
Now, I'm saying a good window seat where you can see the world going by.
No, I do
street,
like that.
Love a window seat. I'm charging €12 for it, Ash. Sorry.
No, I'll give you two.
Yeah.
Now, guaranteed bread restock. Do you remember the good old days when you were guaranteed loads of bread at the table?
No,
good old
not
bread.
Paying a cent for that.
Oh, I'll pay five.
11. Sorry.
Okay. I'll pay five. Well, it's 11.
This seems like a basic ask, but these days in restaurants, it's not a guarantee. I'm talking about a table that actually has enough room for the food.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than the... They walk over.
Oh, will you move that over
they
there now?
They walk over with your food and you're like, I'm sorry, it's not my problem.
You're going to pour it straight into my mouth.
Yeah.
This is no room.
There's no room on the table. A tenner.
I do hate that.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually a really good shout. If you're going with the group, I'd pay the tenner.
Yeah.
RIP PMAX, the biggest tables in Dublin.
Yeah, true.
And finally, seats away from awkward first dates. It's second.
No, I want that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that earwigging.
I want to listen to everything that's going on. I'd actually pay more to be beside a first date.
How much?
Anyway, it won't 25 be long euro.
Dublin gets these notions.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Casso on Spin. I was just telling you about a situation in Seville. Locals are very angry, and tourists alike, because they're putting in a charge in certain restaurants for good seats, a tenner to sit in the sun.
Boo.
Notions. John was on the back of this.
Lads, I'm not messing. I paid 30 quid in a restaurant to sit away from my own kids and have my own meal in peace.
I thought he was saying this already happened.
So
I was
like, oh,
that sounds like a great holiday.
I paid 30 quid to sit away from my own kids. Excellent.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, that is fair enough. Sometimes you're like, get away from me. All right, coming up to 7:30 now.
Recharged.
Ariana Grande's Yes And here on Spin. Hello.
We've been celebrating Chanson de Rêve on the show this week, and after 9:30 we were playing a game called One Flute in the Rave, where I turn pop songs and dance songs into tin whistle tunes, and I said no more tin whistle after yesterday, and now this morning I've whipped out my accordion.
Yeah, we thought the game was finished. We were like, alright, she's not playing the game
today.
Yeah,
but I knew you loved it so much that I've brought it back with the accordion. I do have to preface that the accordion only has a certain amount of notes. Two of the notes in this song were too low for the accordion to possibly play, so it's the accordion / keyboard rendition.
I think I was away when you got your birthday present, which was from your boyfriend Alex, and it is a keyboard.
It was a keyboard.
How's
yes.
How's it going? Good.
Yes, maybe not too well.
Haven't you heard the clip?
I haven't played a whole lot of it yet, but I've been quite busy playing the accordion.
Isn't it red?
It's red.
So cool. Yeah.
No doubt it'll be phase 3 of 2024.
Oh, don't worry.
You.
It's coming, guys, in Q2.
So this is the clip of Aisling playing both instruments yesterday, and you've been trying to figure out what the dance song is.
Money well spent by your boyfriend,
I think,
for your birthday present.
He did well. Look how much he's using it.
Yeah.
On to give it a go this morning is Rachel. Any plans for the bank holiday weekend this weekend, Rachel?
I'm working, but I'm going to be going to the Patrick's Day Parade in work, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, very nice.
The parade in work?
Well, I'm in work when we're going to the parade. I'm a carer.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, lovely.
That'll
very good.
Okay,
what
brilliant.
Parade are you going to? The one in town?
I'm not too sure. It's either the one in town or somewhere local.
Yeah,
okay,
fair. It'll be jammers in town, but it'll be a big spectacle, I'm sure.
Yeah, that'll be fabulous. Okay, you're trying to figure out what dance song that was that Aisling played on the accordion / keyboard. What do you reckon, Rachel?
Was it Bounce with Calvin Harris?
Great song.
Interesting. Rachel, quick question. Did you hear the tin whistle during the week?
I didn't actually.
Okay, well, you've no idea what to compare it to, so we'll just say it was great in its own right.
It was stunning.
Grant. Have a listen, let's see. Friday banger played by Aisling. Very well, it must be said.
Yeah,
fair play
beautiful.
To you, Rachel. A pair of IMC Cinema Passes are yours, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much. You guys too.
Bye, Rachel.
See you, Rachel.
See you later. Bye.
You said, Emma, you'd like that song to be played at your funeral.
Yes.
I'm confused now that we know you want a Calvin Harris tune at your funeral.
There's a few on the list. I also want LMCU2, Take Me to the Clouds Above, because it's funny.
That is nice.
I get that.
Yeah.
At what point in the funeral do you think this should be played?
I also want a song by Kendrick Lamar called DNA.
Okay.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. I think, listen.
In the service or like at the afters? Just so we know.
Yeah, just in case. I don't know, is it possible to not go to a church for your funeral? Probably not.
I don't see why not.
It's unbelievable. I saw a tweet the other day that was basically like, girls only think about one thing and it's death. And I was like, it's so, you've planned your funeral.
I haven't planned it. I often just like to put it out there about what tunes I'd like.
I like the thought of bringing, like, no offense, I know this is a bit morbid, so forgive
me. Go on, hit me.
But you said you wanted it at your funeral. You know when the coffin's going down the aisle?
Yeah.
If while it's going down the aisle, that song is playing.
And just bounce me around.
Everyone who's like wheeling the coffin down just stops on bounce and looks to the crowd and goes, bounce. And it continues to walk it down.
I'd enjoy that. Make it happen.
Yeah, very much.
Bounce.
It'd go viral on TikTok.
It would.
Here's James Hype and Ferrari on Spin.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave, and Ashling.
We got the morning routine.
Hi, happy Friday. It's the 15th of March. It's 3 minutes after eight, and we are Emma, Dave, and Ashling.
What's going on? Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend.
There's definitely Friday giddies around already, I can tell. It's just gone eight. Dave's already eaten a donut.
Yeah, and I got it down on the news talk floor, who are all very serious, but even they downstairs are giddy.
I want to get a donut, but I'm scared to go downstairs to news talk. But if they're giddy, I might go down.
They're giddy. They're all in good form.
Are they?
It's Paddy's Day weekend.
Okay, so I would just like to say, yesterday's date was the 14th of March.
It was.
And I think, because our weather is so silly over here, we could officially, by Emma, Dave, and Ashling standards, mark the 14th of March as a launch of spring 2024.
Yeah, I care to agree.
I'd also like to launch another day along with that.
Okay.
Because yesterday was the first time I did it. The 14th of March?
Yesterday.
Is officially the day of a lighter jacket.
Now, this, you're kind of stealing my thunder here, right?
Really?
Yeah, because this is exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. I had an appointment yesterday evening. I was walking through town, walking through Merrion Square. People old and young, sitting out reading books.
Oh.
The light jackets were on.
Yeah.
But I also feel, although I sometimes feel she can be kind of premature with this, I now think, and from here on out on the show,
I know what you're gonna
say. Ashling Bonner has her first 99 of the season, it's the official mark of spring.
Yes.
I saw it yesterday on her story, and I gave her dogs abuse last year for having her first 99 in March.
Yeah.
I now think it gives me hope and joy.
Thank you. Thank you for accepting me the way I am. A lot of people would mark the first 99 of the year as the start of summer, but I would go that.
Yeah, but you're addicted to 99.
I love 99, so yeah. I think that's fair. I felt like 14th of March was quite late for 99. I would have enjoyed one on the 1st of March, but it was simply too cold.
Okay, and was it fabulous?
It was absolutely gorgeous, and I was wearing actually no coat as I ate it. And it was so stunning.
I
had serotonin pumping through my veins.
In only a denim jacket.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And I was perfectly fine.
Oh, come here, when you can just wear a denim jacket is amazing.
I felt perfect. It was perfectly pleasant.
And no, you know, it's even better.
It
looks just as good for Sunday.
Oh, thank God.
The parades will be basking in sunshine. Stop talking dirty. I think we can officially mark it. It's spring.
Let's
time.
Do it.
Set
we
a
got
jump.
There. The golden ticket is on the way here at Philly.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Let's give this away.
Oh, come on. Let's
do it. It's a Friday of a bank holiday. Come on.
I want someone now who knows their music.
Come
someone who knows what they're doing.
Let's rip some shit. Give this away.
Come on.
Oh, my God. What's happened?
Come on.
I'm
trying to get some energy.
It does look fun. Okay.
Yeah, rip up your sheet.
Give it away. Come on.
Friday. Come on. We want to send you to Corfu. Oh, thanks to Sunway.
That was not planned.
Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
That wasn't in our running order.
Oh dear. Losing our minds.
We're acting out. We're off autopilot.
Oh, we're giddy.
I think Kira also has the Friday giddies.
Just awkward or something.
You're just awkward. Okay. I love that.
She's got the golden ticket nerves. How's your music knowledge, Kira?
It's really been on the radio. It's okay.
Okay, not what we wanted to hear.
give us a little bit of hope.
Yeah,
there.
Having just spent the last bit of time saying, God, we'd love this to go. What is the plan for the day, Kira? Obviously, the plan is to win the golden ticket, but what is your plan after that?
Hopefully. I'm just going into work.
What do you
do? Honest. I am in recruitment.
A recruiter. Okay. I may be on to you in a couple of years, so...
remember my name.
Yeah, remember my name.
Any plans for the bank holiday weekend? Are you celebrating Paddy's or are you a lurge?
No, busy weekend. I have a wedding tomorrow and then St. Patrick's Day and then my sister's birthday is actually Monday.
Oh my God.
My God, very busy.
I think that'll be fun to have a wedding on Paddy's weekend.
Where's the wedding?
It's in Wexford.
Oh, very cool. Got a very
sporty. Yeah. She's a recruiter. She got the Friday goodies.
Yeah.
We love Kira.
She's a tiny little bit confident on the music. Yeah, we like Kira.
Big fan of Kira.
Let's see if we can get you a free holiday, Kira. This is Emma, Dave, and Ashling's golden ticket. You've heard this game before, have you?
Yeah.
Amazing. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing, we can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once though and you can't do it on the final tune. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Kira?
Yep.
Happy days. Kira from Wexford, the best of luck. Song one with 25 seconds on the clock. Playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Ice cold Michelle, fight for that white
24 Karat Gold, Bruno Mars.
Not that song. Good girl, straight masterpiece. Oh. Not Downtown.
No, swap.
I would honestly, I was like, I'm begging you to swap.
No, this is class. We're back to a brand new starting point.
All right, we're swapping it out. You were right with the Bruno Mars. You could also have said Mark Ronson, and the song is Uptown Funk.
Oh,
Uptown
sugar,
Funk,
yeah.
Girl.
That's all right.
Funk, yeah.
Once that's stuck in your head, 24 Karat Magic, it's very hard to, yeah.
But it's all right. We're like a cat that's died seven times. You have nine lives, but you still... Never mind. You have two lives left.
No, you have 25 seconds left, sorry. Essentially.
This is your second life, Kira. What I said made sense in my head. This is your second life. We are still on song one, and we have 25 seconds back on that clock. So don't worry, it's like a brand new game. It's a brand new lease of life.
Okay.
Let's go
for
a brand new...
Sorry, I don't have another swap, though.
You don't have another swap, no.
No, yeah, yeah, okay.
Let's go for a brand new song one. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Love It On Me, Jack Harlow.
Start the clock, that's it, exactly.
That's more like it. We got that in 3 seconds,
that's
which
good.
Is about as fast as you can get a song, I think, on this game. Love It On Me, Jack Harlow. Lovely stuff. 22 seconds left and 4 songs to go.
I like it, Kira. Off to a good start the second time around. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Doja Cat,
Say So.
Well
done, Doja Cat, Say So. We have basically 15 seconds left, just shy of 15 seconds and 3 songs to go. That is really good time.
That's the perfect amount of time you need, Kira. Don't be worrying at all. Deep breath in and we will go for song three. Get them cogs in your brain working. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, Training Season. Wowzers, well done. That is a new one at the moment. 10 seconds left, 2 songs to go.
Oh,
now I'm getting giddy. I'm getting excited here. 5 seconds apiece.
Now, Kira, I'm going to tell you something, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want this to annoy you, but I think that these are easy, so don't worry about it. Deep breath in. I think you can take this holiday off us.
Come on, girl. You got
this. But no pressure, all right?
Absolutely.
You've done well.
Zero pressure. You've done really, really well
done
so
yourself
far.
Can we actually just do a deep breath in? Because she is a giddy girl.
Okay, let's go for song four. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I'm so sorry, Kira.
Oh, God.
Have you any idea?
Was it Ava Max?
It was! Oh, my God.
That's sickening.
Kira, listen, thank you so much for being a fantastic player. Like, I think that's probably the best player of the week.
Do you know what?
In terms of gameplay,
using the options you have, using the lifeline, you are top tier. I'm so disappointed for you, but it was a total pleasure to chat to you, Kira. Thanks.
Thanks, William.
See you, Kira. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Disappointing.
That's all I'd say.
She knew it and all.
Yeah, she did. That's the thing. And do you know what? I honestly thought, this isn't going to be a good game after the first song.
Exactly.
But then she swapped it. And I was like, okay, we're a brand new game. I got to song four.
The swap is the best thing we ever did in the show.
The best thing ever.
It is, and we're idiots for only bringing it in.
I know.
So stupid. We would have had a one song game
there. That would have been so rubbish.
And that would have been so unfair to Kira, who was a good player.
Just because I think it's a big song, it's been at the moment, and I think it's going to come up again, let's all familiarise ourselves, okay? If you hear this intro. Kygo, Ava Max. Or one of the other.
Kygo, whatever.
Whatever.
Or Ava Max, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
So just, if you said Shakira, whatever. Mm-mm.
Uh-uh.
No.
So just as soon as you hear that, familiarise yourself.
Kygo, whatever.
That's Kygo or Ava Max and whatever, okay?
How about we say that's going to be in the golden ticket next week somewhere?
Oh, and do you know what? That's fair enough. I'll put it in Tuesday's game.
Somewhere.
Because it's going to be 3 days until we play again next week.
Okay.
Not on a Monday.
Yeah,
so that song will feature somewhere in the main game on Tuesday.
It can't be too early though, because it is new. So
exactly.
That's down the line.
So it could be a more crucial song.
It could be a song four.
Okay, so again, let's just familiarise ourselves. If you hear this intro, Kygo, whatever.
Yeah,
there you go.
Simple as that. Okay.
All right. If you're astute, you will be getting your entry in now for Tuesday.
100%. Golden and a WhatsApp 087 711 1038.
Dua Lipa, Training Season.
Dua Lipa and Training Season.
I got it.
Recharged. Recharged.
Back in January, I came across an AI website for teachers called Magic School AI, and I brought it to the show. It can do loads of different things, but in my opinion, the best feature on this website is the AI joke generator. So you put in the class level, like first class, second class, all the way up to university and all the way back to like, now it's American, so it's like kindergarten or whatever.
Okay.
And then you put in like the subjects that you want the joke to be about, or really anything you want the joke to be about.
Essentially, this is kind of designed to try and make teachers have more fun in the classroom and make the teachers look a bit cooler. Is that kind of the idea of the website?
However, because AI is kind of in its infancy and it doesn't really know what the hell is going on yet, the jokes are absolutely awful. And we did a few of these back in January when I came across it. They were very, very funny. The kind of jokes where the setup is sometimes funnier than the punchline. This was one of the greats. Why did the 1916 Rising cross the road?
Oh my God.
No. Yeah, that's enough for me.
That's it.
Because it wanted to start a revolution on the other side.
Great, cheers. Thanks for that. The setup was so much better.
So funny.
That was amazing. That was a great time on this show.
I never in my life thought I'd hear, why did the 1916 Rising cross the road?
There's something about that that is just
brilliant.
So funny.
It's so wrong. Like,
it's just so brilliant. Funny. So in honour of St. Patrick's Day weekend, I bring you AI jokes for the Paddy's Weekend / Shocton Na Gaeilge, okay?
And you can use these now on your Paddy's Weekend.
Exactly. Yeah, bring these to the session.
Any teachers listening, you know what you got to do? Bring these into your class this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, well, God. Maybe. Let's see what they're like for
us. Give us them terrible, terrible jokes.
So I think this is a nice like introductory one to get us in. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Clover.
Clover who?
Clover your ears. St. Patrick's jokes are about to make you giggle.
Oh, God.
Okay, amazing. It's like we're on Dave Moore's show on Today FM.
Why did St. Patrick cross the road?
I don't know.
To get to the pot of gold on the other side, or was it just to avoid another round of green beer pong on campus?
Oh, what?
What? On campus?
That is just awful.
That's a big boo for that.
What type of videos would St. Patrick post on TikTok?
I don't know.
Leprechaun dances and four-leaf clover tutorials.
These are not jokes.
Everything is leprechaun, shamrock, four-leaf clover.
Okay.
This one made me laugh. How do you greet someone in Irish during Shocton Na Gaeilge?
One.
Shamrock hands and say Díogwich. Like instead of jazz hands, shamrock hands.
What do you do with your fifth finger or whatever? Just hide your tongue.
I gotta get people to do their shamrock hands.
That's a good one. I like that.
Why did the what did the Irish hat say to the scarf at Shocton Na Gaeilge?
What?
This is just ridiculous. You hang around, I'll go on.
That's my favourite one. That's the best one.
I don't really know how the hat and scarf are relevant.
I'll hang around, you go on.
I'll hang around, you go on. That's very good.
Why did St. Patrick turn Ireland green? Because even as a slave, he had to make the best out of being in a pickle.
That is the most inappropriate thing I've heard.
Because he did come over as a slave from Wales.
What in God's name?
I don't know.
Well, to be fair, it did teach me something.
That he was a slave?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. How do American tourists in Dublin greet each other on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Shamrock on with your bad self.
I don't understand.
No, there's nothing to understand.
Rock on.
Yeah, but with your bad self.
Yeah.
Shamrock on with your bad self.
Honestly, all of Dublin has stopped listening to us.
Good morning to all of the Americans who've just flown into Dublin Air Force.
Here's another American one. How do American tourists in Dublin stay dry during the rain on St. Patrick's Day? They use their lucky four-leaf clovers as tiny umbrellas.
I knew that was coming. I knew it was coming. Like, I was like, I guarantee it they're going to use a shamrock as an umbrella.
I hate this website.
This is terrible.
This is the worst one now.
That's saying
something.
Doesn't
make any sense. This is the last one I'll give you for now. This is just, I just said, give me a joke about St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
What do you call a lizard that celebrates St. Patrick's Day? A leprechaun.
yeah, I'm into it.
I kind of, a little part of me was like, God, I hope the punchline is Patrick.
Queen Lizzie.
All right, kids. Bring it in Queen school Lizzie. This morning. I mean, Lizzie. Oh, God. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
We've just been hearing some jokes written by AI in honour of the Paddy's Day weekend. This is from like a teacher's AI website that I came across, and I'm so happy that I did because they're so bad. Already a 6-year-old called Oliver has messaged in with a better joke than all of the AI jokes.
Oh, go on.
He says, what do you call an Irish spider? Paddy long legs.
That's very good.
That is good. I like
well
that.
Done,
it's really good. So much better than the AI jokes, but I have one more AI joke to feed you, and it's my favorite. It's my favorite one of them all.
Okay, go
it's
on.
So stupid. What did St. Patrick say when he drove the snakes out of Ireland? You slither, I drive.
I was trying really hard not to laugh. Slither, I'll drive. I'm saying that every time I want to go somewhere with someone.
I'm making that my wallpaper.
You slither, I'll drive.
Friday treats in the office, perhaps, courtesy of Matthew, who's in for Michaela this week. You could win Burger King for your lunch, for your whole office.
Really thought you went for us.
And that'd be nice.
Yeah, don't start by saying Friday treats in the office and it not be for us. Yeah. We're in your office.
Your chance to win with Matthew, who's in for Michaela after 10 o'clock this morning on Spit.
I went to, quite possibly, one of the top three best concerts ever last night. It was Jason Derulo.
That's insane, that whole sentence.
And you know what? I don't disagree. It is a mental thing to say.
Yeah.
But it was phenomenal, yeah. Right? It was me, it was my housemate Ben, and it was producer Callum. And we had a boys' night out at Jason Derulo. Real cool boy.
Says
we were
no
the
one ever.
Cool lads, right? And we had an absolute ball. I think Callum can attest to that. We had an absolute ball. We danced the whole night.
Every song is a hit.
Oh, no,
even
that
the songs
fact.
That you don't know, they're still a hit.
Yeah. I was jealous.
If you get a chance to ever see Jason Derulo, oh my God, take it. Right?
I'm kind of raging because I couldn't make it last night, but I did have FOMO, especially when Dave announced on his story, one of the best gigs I've ever been to my life.
I know, I was really hoping you were being sarcastic.
Damn it.
I wasn't.
The choreography was like, you're there for the songs, but yeah. Like he's an amazing dancer, and they had the twins that support Beyonce.
Yeah, the Beyonce Lee twins, I heard.
Yeah, there. And they're phenomenal.
They're amazing.
As well.
So
I'd
cool.
say it's just such a great show. He just seems like such a slick guy. I remember having such a crush on him when I was a teenager. Yeah. He's the whole package.
He was very sweaty.
And they kept putting coats on him. I was like, leave him alone.
But I thought he would smell great as well.
Yeah. I'd say his sweat smells good.
But anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. So obviously we went to Jason Derulo. We had an absolute ball, okay? But halfway through, my housemate Ben turned to us, and me and Ben are up early in the morning. So he was like, will we bounce, you know, soon or whatever? And I said, yeah, I'm ready to kind of go now, because it was kind of in the middle part of the set and he was singing songs from the new album. And I was like, yeah, they're good. But I was like, I was here for the hits. I've heard the hits now. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And Callum was like, no, he's going to sing these songs as well. I was like, how do you know? And Callum pulls out his phone and he has the set list on his phone.
Oh, no.
Right? And I was a little bit like, this is genius. I know exactly when to leave. Do you know what I mean? Because I think it was after Trumpets, he was playing Swalla, you know, Swalla La La.
Oh, shoot!
Tune, right?
Yeah.
And then it was playing Don't Wanna Go Home, Ayo Girl.
Oh, tune.
I don't really know that. I don't wanna go home.
Yeah.
Daylight come and we don't wanna go home.
Is that Jason Derulo?
Well, it's a remix of that.
Right, okay. Yeah. I don't mind missing that at all.
Really? That's such a good song.
But anyway, after Swalla, I was just like, okay, there's two songs there that I'm not really vibing with. I don't really care about that much. I'm ready to go now. And I thought this was a new way of life, was bringing the set list, because Jason Derulo kind of sticks to a set list. Mm. His set list is kind of the same for most of his gigs.
Yeah, which
I
a
think
lot
it's
of
one these days
like,
when it's a big stadium gig and like there's ducks have to be in certain order every day, like your dancers need to be on stage for this, the lighting needs to be right for this song, then a lot of the time the set list will remain the same. So it's rehearsed and down to a T.
There is no official set list. The website that I use is kind of like, it's down on fan power. So fans who go to these gigs then upload the set lists from that night.
Okay.
But you know, with these kind of world tour things, they're not really going to change.
Yeah.
God, I would be so allergic to looking up a set list before a gig.
I knew you would be. I was like, I said it to Callum last night. I was like, guarantee Aisling would hate this, but I was there looking at the set list going, right, when, what's coming next? That's a good song.
No.
That's a good song. And I'll leave here because I want to get the Lewis back on and not be too packed.
But I mean, you knew what the opening song was.
Yeah, you knew everything.
Surprise.
No surprises.
Oh.
Oh no, I'm for that. I'm the kind of person that I, when it comes to anything in my life, if there's a great show on now that everyone's talking about, I'm like, what happens? I love a good spoiler because then I'm like, oh, when's that going to happen?
That's okay. Bizarre.
That's all.
Yeah,
that's
a bit unhinged.
That's unhinged. But my mother's the exact same way. My mother's like, I like to watch the first episode and the last episode.
Someone's like, in episode 3 he dies. I'm like, oh great, can't wait.
Oh, so bizarre. This is actually giving me shivers.
But I knew Ash would be totally against it. However, I don't think I'll ever go to a concert ever again. I took a picture of Callum's phone last night because of the set list. I was like, brilliant. What? When do I know when to leave? I was like, I'll never go to another concert again without you knowing the
set list.
There
has to be people who also would be totally anti-set list.
No, not a chance.
Oh, come on.
I think it's only you.
Come on, now I'm not that weird.
No, you were the person who was very much, when it came to the say, I know how much of an unbelievable stan you are for Beyonce. I don't think Beyonce's been talked about the same way on a radio station
ever.
When you got to go, your tickets to the gigs, Beyonce gigs, you didn't want a single spoiler. In fact, you blocked Beyonce.
I did. I unfollowed the whole lot.
You didn't want to see any spoilers.
And all the fan accounts,
even with costume. So I suppose the question is, are you a set list person or?
Or surprise.
Or a surprise.
Set list or surprise. What do you think? 087-711-103. I'd love your opinions on this on WhatsApp because I think I'm right, but I knew Ashling would be totally against
it. Surprise is the spice of life.
Even for Jason Derulo?
Even for Jason Derulo, I know they're all going to be bangers. I don't want to know what order they're in.
You see, there's people out there who look up the menu before they go to a restaurant. Some people like to know what to expect.
Yeah,
you know.
I think that's for anxiety reasons, though. More so, I just love a surprise of what's going to be on the menu. But yeah, I'm all for a set list now. I don't think I'll ever go to a concert ever again without using a set list. Just so I know exactly when to leave.
Please tell me I'm not the only one who enjoys a bit of surprise in life.
Set list or surprise, 087-711-1038.
It spins fully charged. Recharge.
Best concert ever. It was Jason Derulo in the Three Arena. God. I realise how bizarre that sounds.
You get cooler by the day, Davey.
I know. I'm totally with you on that. It's a bit bizarre that this was like best night ever, but it was banger after banger after banger. We were all in good form. It was me, it was my housemate Ben, and it was producer Callum, and it was a boys' night out at Derulo.
You know what? Sometimes though you can go to a gig and it might be your favourite artist in the world, and if they just go on and play their new album, it's not the best crack. Like with Jason Derulo, you are guaranteed hit after hit, and it's just the clarity.
Yeah, and it was probably a surprise. At how good it was.
It was. But that's what I'm asking you today. Is it a set list or surprise? Because last night at the gig, producer Callum produced his phone and just was like, hey, look, here's what's coming up on the next couple of songs. So this is where you can leave early. This is where you can go to the bathroom if you don't like these songs. And I was like, this is amazing. I'm never, ever going to a gig in my life without using a set list ever again.
Yeah.
I knew Ashling would be completely against
it. I would get sick if I was mid-gig and someone showed me the next five songs that were coming up. I would actually smash the phone to the ground.
Just pure curiosity, because you had the set list. What was the opening song last night, guys?
I wasn't there.
You don't remember? No?
I think I just arrived, but he played Riding Solo, like, I think, as song, either song one or song two.
Okay, so I love that, because they go with the banger straight away, get people in and on site.
It was amazing. So we're asking this morning, set list or surprise?
That question to you, Nikki.
Oh, definitely set list.
Set list,
looking at the set list just beforehand.
Oh, tell me your reasons why, Nikki.
I just like to know what's coming on. I'm a bit like that with TV programs as well, though. I just like to know what it's about.
Live a little, Nikki.
I like to know what songs are coming on.
Do you go as far as I do and say, I love a good spoiler?
Yeah.
Yeah! Yes!
Yeah.
That's bizarre to me.
Boys, you're not living.
The spoiler thing is bizarre to me, but I'm so with you on the set list thing. I just think, and I also had a really interesting way of going, I know exactly when to go to the bathroom. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but you'll know when it comes on.
Yeah, but there's nothing worse. It happened to us. It's 1975. My housemate Emer's favourite song is somebody else by the 1975, and she was bursting, waiting for it. Hadn't looked up the set list, and she missed it.
There you go.
So with a set list, that wouldn't have happened. You know?
Just go to the toilet, look up the set list.
Thanks, Nikki.
Yeah. No props. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Katie was on set list, because if there's any songs I don't know, I can listen before the concert. That's smart.
Look, brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant idea. I didn't even think of that.
Just don't go to gigs where you don't know every song.
God, the opportunity with the set list. The list is getting endless. Hello, Maria.
Hi. Hi, Gran. How are you?
Good love.
Maria, what do you think? Set list or surprise?
Surprise.
Yeah, Maria.
I love the surprise.
You love a surprise? Why? Then you don't know when to leave early, and you don't know when to go to the bathroom.
You don't know when to queue for the bar.
What makes it exciting. That's what makes it amazing. Dave, you're too boring. You're planning too much in your head. You're thinking too much about things. You have to just let go. Just enjoy it.
What about the buzz?
Just be in the moment.
Yeah, true that. What about the buzz when you're on the way to the bar and then you go, oh no, I love this one. And then you run back.
And then you've missed out your line in the bar.
It doesn't matter. It's not about the bars.
Oh, I just think, honestly, having a set list would be the most amazing thing ever. You know, it's like I'm a planner, okay?
Yeah.
And I love a set list because it makes me able to plan the night.
I love this that you're like, you're just so newly converted to this new lifestyle.
You can't plan everything. You have to just have fun.
I know.
You have to be spontaneous, Dave.
But Maria, my way of fun is planning.
Well, yeah, that's true too. Thank you, Maria.
In a way, a little part of me kind of wants a set list for like a United match, just so I know when to go to the bathroom. Am I going to go to the bathroom when they score? I don't need that in my life. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's true. Well, they never do.
Yeah, yeah. You're pretty fine with that one.
I think you'll be grand. Producer Callum.
It seems to be basically unanimous that people are going for set list and not surprise. Which, do you know what? Fair enough, because this is my be all and end all. I love a set list, but I am going to Taylor Swift later on in the year. I am not set listing Taylor Swift. I'm not even watching the Eras Tour movie that is out in the cinema. I think it's out on Disney Plus today. Sorry. I'm staying well away from
when
that.
When those first notes play of a song and you go,
that cannot be right.
What about when the first moments play of a song and you're like, do I know this one? I actually have no idea. Should I go to the bathroom now? And they're like, no, I don't know this. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Then the chorus kicks in. You're like, damn it, I know this one.
Yeah.
Wouldn't happen with a set list.
How many times are you going to the toilet?
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
Good morning. It's almost 9:05 this Friday morning, the 15th of March. Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. I think it's fair to say the bank holiday giddies have arrived.
Oh, good morning.
They have their donuts in the studio. We're all happy. All is good
all
in the world.
All that's missing is a bit of Mackie's breakfast or something.
Oh, honestly. Oh, that'd be too much. That'd push me over the edge. Emma, do I have permission to throw you under the bus?
Ah, yeah.
Emma just said to us here in during the news, I'm so excited for Saturday. Me and my friend Avian are going to go out and watch the rugby. I can't wait. And then in the next breath, I don't even know who they're playing. Is it a big match?
I'll tell you this much. It is a massive match.
Yeah, okay, really is. I won't have a hope of getting in anywhere, will I not?
It depends on what time you go for. If you go at, 6 in the morning, should be fine.
Is that still a quarter to five, I think?
Yeah, so, we're playing Scotland.
Quite late,
We're playing Scotland, so it is a massive match. And I think we need to win by at least 7 points.
I knew that much.
Really? I thought it was just that if we won at all, we win.
It is that much, but someone told me that if we lose by any less than 7 points or something like that, I don't know if it's going to be harder for us to win or something like
that. Okay, interesting.
But yeah, we already don't have the Grand Slam because we lost to England last
week. That was a heartbreaker.
In the last second of the game as well, wasn't it? I didn't watch it now.
Yeah, it was literally the last drop kick.
I said to my friends, two of my friends would be massive rugby fans, and as soon as England scored that drop goal at the end, I literally go, they deserved it.
Yeah.
The two of them shot up.
Too soon.
Gave me absolute daggers. Yeah, they were like, way too soon. I was like, I'm Irish, I'm hurt too. But they were like, not as much as me.
Is now the time to start singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot? Coming for... No, I'm not. I have no interest in rugby whatsoever.
Well, neither do I, but I can't wait for tomorrow.
it's good crack to watch.
The rugby on a Paddy's weekend is chef's kiss.
Yeah, it is class.
Like when you're meeting your friend in town at 2. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
Just can't wait. Giddies.
Spins Fully Charged. Recharged.
I think I've David Aisling.
Across the best couple ever. And I'm obsessed with them, right?
Thank you so much. Yeah,
it's Alex and Aisling. No, I found the best couple, and they are American. Half of your relationship
Is
American.
Like half of me.
They've cracked the code on arguing, right? You know when things are just kind of going around in circles with no end in sight? Never seems to be an easy way out of the argument. It's just this, you're basically saying the same things over and over again.
You're kind of caught in a trap, aren't you?
Exactly, and it just sucks. Well, they use something that costs less than €2 to buy and instantly de-escalates the situation.
Oh.
Right? And I'm like, this is genius. And it's bizarre as hell. Party hats. They put on party hats every time they have an argument. Right? And because the bizarre nature of a party hat, they can't take each other seriously.
No way!
So they just start laughing. And I just think this is unbelievable, right?
And it puts it all into perspective.
I was reading this article about this couple, and then the article then says, though it must be said that too many petty arguments may signify another problem. And it links you to 10 signs you're in a toxic relationship.
Oh, God.
So it's like, I wouldn't say I wouldn't go that far. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the couple have been together about 5 months, and every time they've had a petty argument, 5 months is enough time to have a couple of petty arguments. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, have your first one after a good one after about 3.
Yeah, something like that. Do you know what I mean?
So and then after your first argument, 3 months in, when you're like, are we in or are we out?
Yeah, very true.
But they're still quite new, so how awkward is it going to be when they have a proper argument and one of them goes, hats, and the other one goes, not today.
That's true. Although, if you're going to get broken up with, someone wearing a party hat. I'm all right with it. But the boyfriend went out and bought these party hats, convinced the girlfriend to put them on when they argue. She said no initially, but then realised it helps. There was some times where they had arguments where she was like, no. And he was like, no, put the hat on because we said we'd do this. And she was like, fine. And she puts it on and it instantly de-escalates everything.
That's right?
And
gas.
I thought it seemed amazing. She posted an example of this on her TikTok account and she filmed herself before panning to her boyfriend, both wearing the party hat. And he's just sitting on the couch and he's like, I'm still really annoyed at you. But then they're just like laughing and smiling. Yeah. I just think it's amazing. It's a bizarre method, but it got me thinking of other bizarre methods that you could do to de-escalate an argument.
Very good. They should use them in The Doll. Leo,
I actually really like that. Yeah. I was thinking every time you have an argument, go onto Instagram DMs and FaceTime each other through Instagram, right? From different rooms, because the quality is always crap. Your screens and mics will freeze constantly.
Yeah.
You'll be able to get all your points across, but they might not necessarily hear you. But you'll have said everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that way, I think it kind of breaks up the argument a little bit where it's like, can you hear me? Can you hear? It instantly is like a little bit of a break in the
argument.
And then
you can put the filter on where your face is an orange.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say that next. It was the next thing, filters.
It would make it all better.
The other thing I was thinking was you could do is turn on something like Blue Planet. How could you possibly be angry while watching David Attenborough documentary?
That's very true. Once that voice is there, it's just a wave of peace.
Imagine having an argument with someone about something petty, like, oh, you didn't empty the dishwasher again, and I have to do this, or blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, the blue whale is in the depths of the ocean. And you're like, oh, God, I'm angry, but look at that fantastic beast.
Gives a bit of perspective.
It does, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the world is so big, we're so insignificant, why are we arguing about this?
Exactly. Yeah. And lastly, go to a restaurant or a public place.
Oh, very good.
Because then you can't, she can't shout at you then.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because let's be real, any argument I've ever been in, it's usually my fault. But if you bring her somewhere really, really public, they can't argue because no one likes a scene. It's the greatest thing about Irish people. We hate a scene. We hate being like the centre of the thing. Except I always thought about that, but my mother was the opposite. When I was a kid and she was giving out to me, she didn't care who was around.
Neither did mine.
What was that about Irish mothers? Why did they do that?
Oh my God. I think it's a flex.
It is so embarrassing.
I don't care who's around, David.
Yeah. There's no like, we'll talk about this when we get home. Yeah. Like, we'll have it out here.
Right here.
In the middle of Super Value.
It's so, the best deterrent, public humiliation.
If your girlfriend is anything like my mother, maybe this won't work for you.
Maybe so.
But bring it to a public place and have the argument there. You can't get mad at each other, and I think it's absolutely genius.
God, we just offer so many life hacks on this show.
Honestly.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
We're heading into Paddy's weekend.
Woo!
Woo! Seachtain na Gaeilge also well underway.
Is Seachtain na Gaeilge always on Paddy's Day?
Always around that week. Yeah. It runs for 2 weeks, I think.
I think it's 2 weeks now, which doesn't really make sense.
No, because it's Seachtain na Gaeilge.
But
it's actually Seachtain na Gaeilge. Anyway, so we're looking ahead to the parade this weekend. You know what always trips me out about the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin, right?
And
it always has been something that I'm curious about. Over 4,000 people are taking part. How on earth do they organise themselves? Like, you know the way, like, before they even start?
I always wonder this.
Where are they all gathering? Like?
And are they all bunched up?
Yeah. And how do you know when you're going where?
And I feel like it must be such an anticlimax when they go, go! And then everyone just walks.
Yeah. Literally. And you have to walk for such a long time as well.
Yeah. I'd love to be in a parade.
I have been to the St. Dublin's Day Parade. The St. Patrick's Day Parade. I remember as a child, my uncle used to work in an office somewhere like in town. I can't remember actually, but the view from there was amazing.
Oh,
and I remember it was so fun. But it must be said, we all watch it every year on the telly if we're not there in person. It can be a little bit on the predictable side.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the theme this year is spraic, which is the Irish word for spark, looking at the essence of sparkle in Irish people.
Okay, that's nice.
And as I said, over 4,000 people will be taking part. Now, the first flaw I find with the festival this year, sorry to all the organisers and people who've worked hard on this, is that the Late Late Show's Patrick Keelty is the Grand Marshal. Mm. We're missing a trick, first of all.
I think we're up for a good start. The first flaw.
Cut to 3 minutes later. The tenth flaw.
The first flaw is that we have Patrick Keelty. No offence, Patrick, but we've had bigger stars in the past and we've just had an Oscar winner.
Yeah,
where
true.
Where is Cillian Murphy? Lead the way.
At least Patrick's a Patrick.
Yeah, that's true.
That fits.
You think that's the reason why we've got him?
Yes.
Now, this is only a flaw if it doesn't happen. I'm not sure what they have up their sleeves, but we need to have a Barry Keoghan float.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all you need is a big bath taken centre stage, and we need to hire Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
A big bath?
Sophie Ellis-Bextor just needs to sing Murder on the Dance Floor. I've worked off out for an hour and a half of the parade. She probably needs to sing it 25, 26 times.
She has dined out on that track all year. She'll be around.
25 or 26.
She'll have it sang four times by the time she gets to the end of O'Connell Street.
You know the awkward bit where they have to stop for ages at one spot? She does it like three times.
There hasn't been too much in terms of stupid Irish news stories over the last year. It's been pretty heavy, actually. But we can't forget the famous hole. This would be an ode to Virgin Media News' viral TV segment throughout the year when they discovered a mysterious hole on a beach in Dublin, and the community note immediately added, saying it is not in fact a cosmic event that they thought it might have been. Instead, it was dug out the day before by two lads with a beach tape. There's got to be a big hole, I think.
Absolutely.
A hole float, yeah.
Now, today's a big day as well, because the stereotypical Irish will just hit a whole new level as the Irish Wish movie is out.
Oh, okay? Yes. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, her movie that has been talked about for ages, no doubt. It'll be full of terrible Irish accents and all the higgledy-piggledies and top of the morning.
Oh my God, I'm going to watch that tonight.
So will I, actually, to get into the spirit of things. Definitely. And just to get perfectly annoyed ahead of it. So an appearance from Lindsay Lohan is only deserved on the back of the damage she will do for her reputation in this movie.
You can only celebrate Paddy's weekend if you're a little bit annoyed at the Americans and the Brits.
Yeah. My final thing that would be a flaw if it doesn't happen, and again, it's probably too late. I think the Dublin extravaganza is too big and the local rural parades don't get a look in. You just can't compete. Mm-hmm. So I would take the under 13 camogie team from Selbridge, throw them into Dublin parade, and then give one of the mega floats at random into the Selbridge parade.
Yes!
So while they're all just there in their tractors driving through, then they get one masterpiece
from Indeed.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
I think that's a great idea.
I'm a big fan of that.
Anything else?
The only thing I was thinking of is the one thing that has been a real, you know, focus point of my year, and that would be Bambinos. I would love a Bambinos. I would love a Bambinos float.
That's okay.
Do you know what I mean? Flinging out pizzas left, right, and centre.
The float is made of pizza crust.
Exactly. That's a great giant pizza. I think it'd be easy to do, and it'd be great marketing at Bambinos. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, I do think in the Dublin parade they often have like a big giant snake that kind of like snakes.
Yeah,
up.
I remember it was up on a building once. I think it was last year. It was like on a building on Dame Street.
Okay.
And Producer Callum took a picture of it, put it on his Instagram story, and was like, David Hammond's on the building.
That was hashtag rude.
What a weird guy.
But I think there's a lack of real snakes in the parade. So I think at one point we set out a load of real snakes and Patrick Keelty has to collect them all. And I would watch the news for.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Look, there's a lot to deal with there. You have about 48 hours to sort it out.
We'll help.
And we look forward to seeing how you take our ideas on board. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Jazzy and Shooting Star on Spin. Fresh Irish music. But it's time for this. Naturally as it is. Socks on the Gwelg.
Oh, yeah.
And Paddy's Weekend, it's a One More Tune special. Every song that myself, Dave and Aisling pick going to the vote is an Irish song, and not a new Irish song, I assume.
I would say an Irish classic.
An Irish classic.
Yeah. Something that would be on your St. Patrick's Day playlist.
And something that fits all our genres as well, because
exactly.
Emma obviously always goes for a little bit of a banger. I go for bands and I go for rock and things like that, and I should go for a bit of cheese.
Bit of cheese, bit of pop, bit of a novelty.
Yeah. So listen, you need to get voting for the song that you want to hear play out and launch Paddy's Weekend. What a prestigious win it would be.
I would put €50 on me knowing what song Emma Nolan's going to pick.
I know exactly what it is.
You can't boo, Callum.
I know what it is.
You're only going to get more people to vote.
Yeah, don't dare boo.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah, totally vote for it.
Callum absolutely despises the song. And you know what? He's not the boss of me.
And so does every non-Irish person in this office.
And he's not the boss of you either. So get behind it if you want to hear it on Spin this morning. Maniac! Maniac 2000. You'll never hear it in spin again if Colm has anything to do with it. So get behind me this morning. Emma in a WhatsApp 087 711 1038, please.
A good choice, Emma, but a little bit predictable. Unlike this one. 6 degrees of separation. That is the script and 6 degrees of separation, an unbelievable tune to kick off Paddy's weekend. If you want that, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
A good choice, two good choices, but tell me you don't feel patriotic listening to this.
Dear God.
Let's hold on together.
Oh my God, lol.
If that takes you back to the glory days of Ireland's Eurovision heyday, go, go, Mickey Joe. It's Mickey Joe Hart. We've got the world. If you want to hear that, it's okay. We'll keep you anonymous if you do. It's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Okay, so I've gone for Mark McCabe's classic banger, Maniac 2000. That's Emma in a WhatsApp. Gonna need your vote.
I've gone for the script, 6 degrees of separation. That's Dave in a WhatsApp. You know you want it.
And I've gone for Mickey Joe Hart, We've Got the World. Aisling in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
Let's hand over to our producer, Colm, for the worst bits of the week.
Only people with the names beginning with the letter M are allowed to cover the 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
yes, Kayla.
What a week it's been. SZA is coming to Malahide Castle. The Clary's building is finally reopening today. And it's a St. Patrick's Day bank holiday weekend. But it can't all be good things. Oh. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. Let's cast our minds back to the very start of the show on Monday morning.
Oh, God.
7:03. Emma sets us up for a very strong week ahead.
Rise and shine.
Good start.
Good morning. It's 7:03. It's Monday.
You sound much sicker back then. On Monday.
Sudafed, man. It's great.
Turning down the music and forgetting to put up the microphone. That's the strongest start that you could ever ask for on a radio
show. What a wins, man.
There was a moment on the golden ticket this week that really threw Dave off.
You can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once.
Can I ask one question?
I have never in my life been interrupted mid-speech, Joy. How very dare you? But go on, I will allow it. What do you want?
How dare you ask Dave a question?
Yeah.
Mid-flow.
Yeah, we actually got a message in yesterday saying, can you please prank Dave for a whole week where the listeners interrupt the golden ticket speech so he gets so angry?
I'd freak out.
Maybe we'll leave that for a couple of weeks because now that's in your mind. We introduced a brand new prize onto the girly quiz yesterday.
Girly in a WhatsApp now to help Dave out this morning and win that pamper hampy.
What the
hampy?
Girly in a WhatsApp if you want to come on and help Dave and win a pampy hampy.
Win a little pampy hampy.
Like, the pampy hampy is bad, but then when Aisling brings out the baby voice, I just want to throw you out.
You can't say pampy hampy, not in a baby voice.
No, it's a pampy hampy. It's like a dog voice as well. And finally, here's 9 seconds of Dave trying to get familiar with the French language.
Yves Saint Laurent. Yves Saint Laurent. Yves Saint Laurent. Yves Saint Laurent. You know what I'm trying to say.
Do we really?
What is the correct way to say that?
Yves Saint Laurent?
Oh, Yves Saint Laurent.
I haven't a clue. Did German.
I've been producer Callum, and they have been the worst bits of this week.
Thank you, sir. It's Beyonce. Sologenic, photogenic, shoot. Just announced this week her new album's going to be called Cowboy Carter.
Yeehaw!
What an ick.
Oh, man.
Can't have an ick about Beyonce.
A Beyonce ick.
No such thing. Doesn't compute.
Have you got green now for Sunday, Aisling? Green?
I'm always green. I'm a green girl for Paddy's Day, yeah. And I've got my knitted flag that I'm going to wear on my lapel.
Oh, you ledge.
You're so cool.
Producer Callum, we're handing over one more tune. It was an Irish special this week. What's going on?
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Sadly, in last place is Aisling's Mickey Joe Hart. Got the world with 27%.
What the hell?
In second place with 29%, really close vote. Unfortunately, is you, Dave.
No!
You came second with the script 6 degrees of separation,
yes!
Meaning with 44% of the vote and opening St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Dear
on spin.
God.
Is Emma Nolan.
Yay, have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy. We'll catch you back here Monday. Be safe.
Bye-bye. Safe, be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.